If you go back in the mid-1980s, you can see that a couple of million dollars were raised by a guy named David Margulies for a company that I think is still in existence, but I haven't checked on it, called Cellular One. Go look it up. What was Cellular One doing? They were building what we call cell phone towers today. Why were they doing that? Margulies was making a repeater system where he could bounce radio waves from one tower to the next and then beam them to these things called cellular phones, what you call a smartphone today. He was a pioneer, Margulies. And they chose certain interstates, like I-10 had them. I think I-80 had them. There was a couple places, especially if you got away from big cities, Cellular One would step in. Now, it was expensive. Do you remember when you'd get the cell phone bill in the first couple half a decade or so when you had a cell phone and you'd open the envelope up and then 2 hours later when you woke up from fainting, you had this giant knot on your head from where you've passed out and hit the countertop because your bill was $1,300 for roaming charges and what have you? Do you remember? But my point is that Margulies actually went out and built his own network. No one does this. Okay, so we actually had the infrastructure that was ultimately taken over. I think it was Sprint that kind of did a soft takeover, and now I think Verizon probably owns it now, today. But that's their backup. That's not their main source of transmission. That's their backup. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth, from Radio Size Speakers at 844-527-8723. Hey, by the by, now I'm going to try my hand at this. I see the sales counter stuck on two. Two. At MikeCharge.com/shop. Maybe Barrett just doesn't do a forceful enough presentation on this. Carry your butt to the store, especially all of you ladies, and go get your springtime miraculous metal original artwork by yours truly, t-shirt design. Now, I know that ladies love wearing these because the 70 or 100 that we've sold, almost all of them are right here in St. Tammany Parish. Every girl over 5 can wear a t-shirt, and every woman under 90 in our Latin Mass Society has my miraculous metal t-shirt design. And they wear them at every event. And they look awesome. And you'll look awesome too. Why this is a struggle for us is beyond me. I should have a guy in the back room printing those shirts every night because another 300 went out the door. Now, it's the Miraculous Medal of St. Catherine Labarre. I just added my little nuance to it and added a little artistic. I took a little artistic license with it. It's a beautiful, beautiful shirt. It's springtime here in the South. It'll be springtime soon in the North. You're not going to get another deal like this. Buy one Miraculous Metal t-shirt, take a second one for 50% off. Now mom and daughter are covered. Buy 3 Miraculous Metal t-shirts, regular price, and get the 4th one free. Now a whole family. You even got a cousin that's covered. MikeChurch.com/shop. Now, here's what I'm going to do. If that counter is stuck on two at the top of the next break, I'm going to play Hillary Duff music until it moves. I will not abide another toe. I will not abide another 0.0 Miraculous Metal t-shirt sale. So if you want Hillary Duff, you know. The deal also applies to the Convert t-shirt. Again, buy one, get a second one at 50%. Buy 3, get a 4th one free. I mean, come on, folks, it's the deal. And by the by, while you're there, make a $20 donation to our crowdfunding effort for May, for March, which also needs a little squeaky wheel, needs some grease. You can still download Arthur Stansberry's Elementary Catechism on the Constitution of the United States that we did an entire hour on yesterday on the show. Great, great material to have free for supporting the crusade at MikeChurch.com/shop. Do you want a little preview of what Hillary Duff sounds like? Of what a Hillary Duff marathon on this show sounds? I won't do it. Okay. Our telephone number is 844-527-8723. And there's many details in O'Keefe's report. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I think I've made the point about shadow banning and what's going on. Number one, just be aware of it. Just be aware. Many people have Facebook addictions, and they know this. And you know how they keep you addicted? Because they monitor when you first join. They monitor. The longer you're there, the less monitoring they're doing. You see, because they already have your profile. They've already molded you into the good little Facebooker bot that they want you to be. So when you first sign up for one of these services, they're monitoring every click you make. And they're using an algorithm to form a profile of you. When the profile is formed, now they know what they need to serve you more of so you don't ever leave. The endorphins start kicking in the brain, and all of a sudden, you are a dope addict. You're no different than the guy that's hooked on methadone. Now, better charge plays. You're insulting people. I'm trying to warn you. This is how it works.